We're Lancer Radio, streaming live at lancerradio.org, and this is Over Coffee. Dot Cannon with you for this Halloween edition. We're talking today with John Reese, co-producer of the music for Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare, which is a haunt and music festival over in Pomona at the Fearplex, quote-unquote Fearplex. One critic has called this the most intensely disturbing haunted house he's ever experienced, and a great time. There are actually three haunted houses to this. John, I was wondering, what's that experience like working creatively with Rob Zombie?
Well, he's just the consummate professional. He takes everything he does extremely serious, and he's a person that really wants to give people value for their money. If you spend money, whether to go see him live or whether to go see one of his movies, His ultimate goal is to really give the folks that spend their hard-earned cash an experience that they're not going to forget. When he goes on tour, he spends more money on production than basically anybody else, and you've got insane production value with his shows on top of the multiple hits that he's recorded. So, I can't say enough great things about Rob and what a pro he is and how much he cares. And that's ultimately it. This isn't something where he just put his name on this. This is something where he was involved in the process. I speak with him multiple times a day, and we really analyze every little thing to make sure it's the best that it can be for the patrons.
If I remember correctly, he is a total Halloween fanatic from day one. His first band, White Zombie, was based on, I think, a character in a Bela Lugosi film.
Absolutely. And he grew up with his parents were kind of carnies, and so he's grown up as a showman, and I think that he spends the effort to really deliver something that people love.
Even as part of the creative team, John, what would you consider one of the scariest high tech parts of Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare?
Well, I'm a big large man who I'm a 250-pound, 6'2" guy who's really not afraid of very much. And I, the first time I went through the Haunt of a Thousand Corpses, I think I shrieked seven times and had the hair on my arms standing up five or six times. It's super freaky. And so, I can see people, I see people when they come out of it and they're like, wow, what an experience that was. And that's basically what we wanted to deliver. It wasn't like, we wanted to take it to the extreme. And I think we've done that.
We should mention that Haunt of a Thousand Corpses is based on a movie Universal would not release because it was too gory for them, House of a Thousand Corpses.
That's right, yes.
That takes something to impress Universal Studios. Will Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare be back next year?
Well, that's the plan. We don't know if we're gonna make it a traveling extravaganza, meaning going to different cities each year. We're gonna take a step back after this is done, look at the pros, the cons, everything that we've achieved and done with this, and then we'll make some decisions on whether we keep it in Los Angeles and grow it into other cities, or we take this to a different city and put it in this year. So those are decisions that we'll make in the coming months to decide how we want to do it. But it's for sure going to continue on.
We know a lot of Los Angeles Halloween fanatics who are going here, please here.
Yeah, absolutely.
As we wrap up here, we have a lot of artists listening. What would you consider that any artist could take away with them about their craft from what you have done with Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare?
I think the most important thing for an artist is write, or if you're a recording artist, get your best material and never give up and believe in your dream and work as hard as you can. And if you're an artist, you're your biggest advocate, and get a good team around you, whether it's a booking agent or a manager and your record company, or if you're putting out records on your own, just believe and never give up. And I think that there's so many examples throughout history of great artists that just believe, and they strive, and you just have to die for your craft, I guess, is the best. You have to take it to the nth degree and work as hard as you can to achieve success.
John, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Have a great day, and hopefully we'll see you out there, and come check it out. It's an amazing event.
Listen, for me to be the loudest scream there, you and I have been listening to John Reese, who's one of the music co-producers for Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare, Southern California's first ever horror and heavy metal event currently in its final weekend at the Pomona Fairplex. You'll find out more information on Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare on greatamericannightmare.com. By the way, tonight's music festival performance features Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. Tomorrow evening, November 1st, Rob Zombie himself takes the stage for an added performance. That's greatamericannightmare.com. Dot Cannon here with you on Over Coffee, back in just a moment with more here on LancerRadio.org.